Hey there, I'm Alexis from 11 Lab Support. How can I help you today?
Hi, do you know anything
Hi
about my name?
there. As a language model, I do not have access to your personal information. I do not know your name. Is there anything I can help you with regarding 11 Labs?
Yeah, I enabled the fetch initiation client data from Webhooks.
Okay, I'm familiar with the pitch initiation. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble understanding. Could you please clarify what you're trying to do or what you need help with? Are you still there? If
Yeah.
so, could you please clarify your request? I want to make sure I understand what you need help with.
I enabled fetch initiation client data from Webhooks, and it tells me that if enabled, the conversation initiation client data will be fetched from the Webhooks defined in the setting when receiving 3D or spectrum calls. But I'm not getting anything.
Okay, I think I understand. So you've enabled conversation initiation client data from Webhooks, but it's not switching from the Webhooks settings when you receive 3D or six trunk calls. Is that right? To make sure I'm on the right track, could you tell me what you're hoping to achieve by enabling this feature? Also, are you familiar with APIs, or would you prefer a high-level overview?
Yeah, I'm familiar with APIs. What I'm trying to do is I'm sending some context data within the header, and I'd like you to know about this context data.
Got it. So you're sending context data within the header of your API calls and want 11 Labs to recognize and utilize this data. To clarify, are you using our speech-to-text, text-to-speech, or our conversational AI API? Also, could you describe the
Conversational
format
AI.
of... Okay. So you're using the conversational AI API and sending context data in the header. Could you describe the format of the context data you're sending? For example, is it in JSON format, and what are the key value pairs you're including?
It's sent through the headers, and the key value is X my name, X my email, X my favorite color, and so forth.
Okay, I understand now. You're sending custom data within the headers like X my name, X my email, and LX my favorite color, and want the conversational AI to recognize these headers. Unfortunately, the conversational AI API is not designed to directly access or utilize data passed through custom headers.